All right. Good morning. We are live. This is the Gareth Cliff Show on The Real Network, and I hope your Friday is going perfectly so far. Sims is here with me. Ben is flying to George, so we checked in with him. Some very strange people at that airport, I'll tell you what.
I hope no one spikes his coffee or drink.
No. Sure. We've talked about Twitter being banned in Brazil. We've talked about Upper Deckers. We've talked about architecture.
I thought you would have forgotten about that.
We've talked about sports, and we're just getting started. Brendan Peele will be joining us in a short while. He was actually on Britain's Got Talent because he can do magic and illusions and all kinds of cool stuff. So we're going to have him join us in just a short while. That's bound to be fun. But it's Friday, which means your weekend is coming. How awesome is that? Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. Gareth, check out Livraria Lello. It's a bookshop in Porto, in Portugal.
Okay.
Because we were talking about... Oh, wow. Okay, that is pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about architecture before, and I swore we'd move on. Look at that inside. God, that's beautiful. Look at that staircase. Wow.
I'd get lost.
Oh, wow. Superior, I think we should do the show from there.
Yes.
Look at that.
Like, wow, I'd be speechless.
Mm. That's pretty. Huh? Okay, if you're not on YouTube and you're listening to us, you are missing out.
You need to actually go see this. Like, this is absolutely amazing. Sure.
All right. Remember to like and share and subscribe, says Rebellious Ruth. Rebellious Ruth in the comment section is the chairperson of all the comments. So if she says so, you have to do it. Otherwise, she will kick you out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Apparently, Lex Friedman and Ivanka Trump on YouTube had a very interesting discussion about architecture in New York.
Okay.
Listen, not all modern architecture is horrible.
Yes.
You know,
we can agree on that.
There's some of it that's very functional, but also is pretty.
I just feel like sometimes it doesn't push the boundaries of, you know, it could be a eighth wonder of the
creativity.
World.
Creativity. Yeah, correct.
Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely. So Grahamstown, according to Andy, has the most beautiful churches, but the municipality has moved into most of them, and they don't look after anything. The municipality has moved into the churches.
Government.
That is disgraceful. Can you imagine the government ruining a church?
In a holy ground.
Exactly.
Imagine.
With their unholy government ways.
That's the devil working overtime.
Yeah. All right. And then the Cologne Cathedral is amazing. There are lots of interesting things here. Guys, why are you advertising the Festival of Motoring during halftime? That's an old promo. Okay, sometimes we drop in the wrong one by mistake, but thank you for that color. We will make sure we take care of that. It was the Festival of Motoring last weekend, and I saw George Meany and the Auto Trader team were there.
Nice.
And it does seem like a fun thing to go to.
They always get up to like the best things at these like motoring.
Yeah, you just want to go there and see the very expensive cars.
Of course, I might meet my future husband.
Yeah, you will meet your future husband. Superior is always looking for a husband. So if you have lots of money, you're already 10 steps ahead of everyone else.
Like, I'm ready to be a wife. You know, I'm ready to just be like,
are you?
Yes, like my husband this, my husband that. Just the other day,
you've been watching too many of those Real Housewives
shows. No, but it happens in real life. Can I tell you? I was at the store, right? I just got out of my car. This lady had parked her car, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, I like your car. Like, one day I'd like to get your car. And she's like, you know, my husband bought me this car and I'm waiting for him to upgrade me to the next version because I'm not going to buy it myself. I was like, Nazo.
Sims.
Nazo.
Sims, you've got a really nice car. And you bought that yourself.
I know. So imagine what my husband can do now. Because that's the standard.
Do you know how many women there are who are married and they have to ask their husband for everything? And here you are. You bought your own car with your own money. You didn't have to ask anybody.
Yes.
They are jealous of you, just like you think you're jealous of them.
Okay, maybe I'm just like living in Delulu, but in my head and my mind, like that's the standard. So this is the lifestyle that I'm currently living as a single person.
Crazy. Stay independent, Sims, says Percy. Yeah, you're right.
I don't like paying my own bills. And then like...
No one likes paying bills. It's part of life. You think I wake up in the morning and go, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to pay some bills. Do you think anybody in the world... You think James and Flex are waking up and go, my favorite part of my day is paying my bills. Said no one ever.
I'm just saying, maybe it would be nice to just like be like, hey, mister.
Nick says, Simpiwa's getting a drug lord. With that quantum taxi driver shirt and cap. Quanta. So listen, I got caught in a scam. No, but I didn't know because I'll explain what happened. So I ordered something from the UK probably about a month ago.
Okay.
And then I got this seemingly legit email from one of the courier companies in South Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this is probably to pay for the courier company or customs and duties or whatever, because I've done that before. So then I click through to their site and it doesn't say the courier's name in the website. So I should have immediately gone, this is a scam.
Yeah.
But I thought, okay, maybe they're using some sort of, you know, proxy site for that processes all the payments. Who knows? And so you go, oh, I'll put in my credit card details. But I'm super careful at this point because I think this is probably dodgy.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want this package to be sitting in some dispatch center and I'm not paying the 12 Rand because it said 12 Rand or whatever.
Okay.
So I thought, well, if it's a scam for 12 Rand, they can have 12 Rand.
Okay.
But if it's my package that's coming for 12 Rand, then anyway, what happens is, and I'm very lucky I caught it at the last minute, but they tried to get me. What happens is you enter your credit card details and everything, okay, which makes me nervous even though I've done it a lot. And then you press the button and it says, we'll send you an SMS with this 4-digit code.
Sure.
And then when you get the SMS, I never got the SMS, which made me suspicious. But it then says to you, your bank says to you, okay, this amount is scheduled. Guess how much they were going to take from me? 12 rand 76 is what it said.
So I'll add a few zeros. So I think 1.2.
They were going to take 7,600 rand off of me. Yeah. Yeah. And I realized at that point, so you know, on your bank app or whatever, you can decline.
Yes.
Or approve. So I declined. And I hope it hasn't gone through. But that happened yesterday, so I'm going to have to find out today. But how's that, hey? From 12 Rand to 7,600.
I'm speechless.
Mm-hmm.
How people are very bold,
I was being very careful, so I think I managed to catch it in time. I hope so. But man.
Like
who can afford to lose in this economy 7,600 Rand? Just who can afford that? If I'd pressed approve and I hadn't looked at the amount.
Yes, because that's what people, they're banking on the fact that people tend to be like, I looked at the screen.
So bad.
And all I need to do is confirm. Is, so
the other problem is I've had to cancel the card anyway in case, right?
Yes.
So now you cancel the card because you don't want
future.
To have, like the same people now have your credit card details. You've got to cancel it immediately. You should have consulted a millennial, says Judith, because this came up on Wednesday's show. Apparently, millennials are less likely to be scammed than anyone else.
That's good.
You know, the old people, the boomers and silent generation people, they get scammed all the time.
That is my generation.
Because they trust everybody. Then Gen Xers get scammed a little less because they grew up with some technology. Then the millennials, like they are the most on top of this.
Thank you.
Gen Z are apparently stupid too because they also
busy demanding things here about working for 4 hours. Like, gosh, Gen Z's.
Yeah.
They're a special breed.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do with them, but they're a special breed that I'm just like, what must happen now?
Means as fuck, those Nigerian princes are getting greedy. Yeah.
Yes.
Mapelo says, I was at the Festival of Motoring last weekend. It was fire. That orange Lamborghini Revoletto was definitely the highlight of the show. I also did some skidding around on the track. I think they call it, what do they call it? I did this with George Meany and the team from Auto Trader once. There's a word for it. It's not called skidding. Something else. Damn it. Now I can't remember what it's called. Anyway. What is it? It's on a skid pan, but yeah. What is it called, man? Drifting. Thank you. Drifting. It's pretty cool.
Isn't that what Gaten wants to make an official sport?
I think
spinning.
Spinning's on a bike.
No, but with the cars.
Drifting?
I think so, yes.
Really?
He wants to make that like an official sport.
Okay, well, Gaten's got ideas. Thank you, George. He says drifting in the comments. Yeah, apparently Bitcoin Boy agrees with you. He does want to make it a sport. Okay. I mean, sure. You need to have a skid pan.
oh no, you just need a road. Have you not seen those guys in the hood? Like, it happens maybe once a month. It's a big event. They bring their kusheshes, you know, or BMW, because it's a standard thing.
Right.
And those guys, I know they call it a guy, so you call what? Inchamatayera or something like that, where they basically finish the tires.
What is it?
Tsipa matayera. That's what they call it.
Tsipa matayera.
Yes. And basically what happens, they always say they're finishing off the, like, the last leg of the wheel.
Of the tires.
Of the tires. So they go, they get a nice area, and they just...
I saw a video on...
You just see those skid marks.
Yeah, there was a video on, I think it was Twitter the other day, of like, all these people watching this.
Yes.
And then he went into the crowd and like, I don't know if he killed anybody. I hope not. But it was carnage. There were like bodies flying.
Yeah.
Because these guys are out of control.
Yeah. It's wild. But it's a big thing. I know in the Gussies, these guys do it. You can even get in and then people come out of the window and they're like, yo, look at me. It's an amazing thing. Like, so.
And Gayton reckons that's a sport.
I don't know about that.
All right, here's some other news for you.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube has announced that it will limit recommendations of certain health and fitness videos to teenagers in an effort to prevent them from being encouraged into repeated viewing of content that could lead to negative beliefs about the body image. Now,
thank you.
Simpiwe is producing a show with the doctors.
Yes.
Which we'll meet Suhail on this show soon. But the doctors... bunch of doctors who've got together and they've decided to do a podcast. They've already been doing their own podcast. They're now going to be doing it with us. And that show will be starting soon.
Yes.
And the episode you recorded yesterday was about?
Well, it was about body dysmorphia. And it was started because Kanye Bao is getting a new face. Mm. And everyone's like, okay, girl, we've seen you over the years get these surgeries, bleaching. But this, because she took a picture immediately after the operation, and it looks like she's just pulling her face back whatnot. It didn't look good. And they were kind of explaining it from a medical point of view, like these procedures of doctors doing it, like, is it ethical or not? Like, when do doctors get to say no? But also, like
if Michael Jackson comes to you.
Yes.
Towards the end, and he looks like that, and he's like, I just want you to change a little bit of my chin. Mm-hmm. I just want you to change a little bit of my lips. I wonder if you could tuck my eyes in a little bit more. You got to go, no.
But you say no.
But you know what will happen? He'll just go to another doctor. Yes.
So doctors are allowed to say no, but they're obligated in that case to then recommend you to somebody else.
Oh.
Yes, who might take it on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, Kanye Bao, what are you doing?
She's removing her eyelids or something like that.
What is going
on
here?
And her upper lip, it's crazy. And so then they're also talking about like keeping up with the beauty standards.
She looks like the Qin Emperor who's been dead for 1,500 years.
Yes, she looks...
Oh. The hell is she doing there?
That straight off the op, she posted that.
Kanye Bao, she used to be a beautiful woman. I hope she isn't going to come out of this looking freaky. I mean, that looks bad.
It really
but you know,
does.
That's straight after the op. Maybe it takes a while to settle. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. I see these women who they age gracefully and beautifully.
Yes.
And I think the wrinkles are not the problem. You shouldn't be young forever. You should look your age.
Yes.
Right? You should be proud of every little line because it's something you've lived through.
Yes.
It's something you've earned. You should be pleased to be you. No one can tell you what to do. I'm not going to say you force yourself to, you know, never. If you want a little tuck or a little nip here, cool. But the moment it gets obsessive like that, and I mean, to go back to the story, what they're doing is that they are going to no longer recommend certain types of content to teenagers. So it's specifically aimed at teenagers.
Mm.
Like videos that idealize specific body types, fitness levels, or displaying social aggression. Yeah, it's good. But also, when are these teenagers going to hit the real world? Like, there are objectively more beautiful people than you or than me.
Yes.
There are going to be aggressive people in your world. Like, you can't sanitize everything.
Yeah, but I think to some extent, because YouTube is already, like, people can put filters on a video, right? Mm. They can edit it to look a certain way. And I think that's what they're trying to run away from is that people are going to expect everyone to look a certain way. And then you walk out and you realize, no, but I don't look like that. And that's not how, like, you know, the real world actually looks like. Whereas when you just walk out and you see somebody walking, you're like, oh, okay, this is...
I want you to make me look like Diana Ross. I want you to make give me titties. I want some titties. I want a Brazilian butt lift. I want everything.
I mean, Michael looked ridiculous.
He did.
And there are women in Santon who look like that.
Yeah, and they think that's okay.
I went to a hairdresser years ago in a famous shopping center in South Africa. Well-known hairdresser. And I just went for a haircut. Takes 15 minutes.
Okay.
Cost me like, I don't know, 100, 200 bucks. Nothing.
Have you done one of those fancy haircuts where they like steam you and then give you a facial massage and it's like 700 grand?
I would like to try that.
Okay, cool.
But in this case, I did not.
Okay.
But while I was sitting there and having my haircut, I looked into the mirror, which was in front of me, and behind me, I saw a freak show. A woman whose entire face was pulled in various directions. She looked, her lips were out here. Her eyes were all sunken in.
Oh, and
I don't know how old she was. I don't think, she must have been there at the dawn of time. She might have been Eve. For all I know, that was Eve. But man, is she trying not to get old. Oh. And it looks bad.
Oh, man.
You can have a good 70, 80. Really, you can.
Yes, you can.
Or you can have a bad one. And if you're made mostly of silicon and plastic, didn't Michaela tell us in the office the other day, Michaela's our social media person here at The Real Network, and she was saying that she was at an international airport, and apparently this woman went through the scanner, and it went beep, 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 beep. So she went through another scanner, probably one of those like ones that use, I don't know, more than x-rays. They probably do like a CT type scan. And it turns out she had like silicon all over.
Over her body, yes.
Yeah. So who knew that that would go off in the scan? How embarrassing. Imagine, you like put all your stuff down. It goes through the machine. Beep, 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 beep. But I don't have it. Ma'am, you've got a lot of chemicals in you that no human body should have. Right? Jesus. What a thing.
But that's horrible. Mm. Absolutely horrible. But it also tells you or shows you that this is where society is moving, where people are always going to want to look different because, I don't know, they don't look like the next person and trying to keep up with the Kardashians, Rolls eyes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But the doctor show will be...
So Cook Ooh, that's the name. Cook Ooh says, I don't understand how the husband of those weird-looking, pumped-up women don't say anything. Do they find it attractive?
I think so, because some of them fund it.
They pay for it. But you also got to remember, like, sometimes the person who's having this done is so obsessed that they think that that one more operation will be the one that makes them beautiful. And that is a kind of body dysmorphia, and they're obsessed with it to the point where no one can talk them out of it.
Mm.
Not their husband, not their children, not their wife, not their best friend. There's no one who can get involved there and make it better.
Yeah.
It looks weird though. They all look like that. Just be glad you have your problems are not hers. Yeah. I often think that. I'm like, well, I don't love everything about the way I look.
Yes.
But
which is normal.
I'd still rather not look like that.
And the issue with like going under the knife like that is they sell it off as a once-off procedure, like you'll get a BBL. But the reality is plastic needs to be maintained with plastic, right? So in a few years...
New and old plastic, like the stuff on the roads, for example.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't last forever, but it lasts a little while.
A little while. So in a few years' time, when you have to go back for the maintenance... They're going to tell you about a new operation that, we don't just do BBLs. We do this and that. And you're like, that sounds nice. I can do this and that. And then they do that. And then you go back again. So that's also part of the issue is that once you've done it the one time, you're probably going to go back and keep just upgrading and going crazier and crazier until you look like this. Can you bow?
So Dirk says, a surgeon friend of ours explained that For most people, facial plastic surgery doesn't make you more beautiful because you still need a good bone structure and foundation, etc. That's true. Objectively, very few people come out of plastic surgery looking amazingly better. There'll be small changes. Maybe you know, you get rid of some lines. Maybe, like, I've got these frown lines here. Mm-hmm. I suppose if I went for Botox, I'd get rid of them. But I don't want them to go away. I like intimidating the hell out of people when they're not doing what I want them to do and going, and then, like, using those lines, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You imagine me just going.
It's weird as well because people don't have facial expressions. And then they're like, I'm so mad right now.
I'm having such a terrible day. I'm having such a great day. Everything's the same.
That's scary.
Like modern architecture. Everything's the same.
Oh my gosh.
You want to have a face like a cathedral. That's basically where we've come to on all of this. Once you open a Pandora's box, you're fucked, says Max Sony. Yeah. Vincent says, Gareth, men can have penis fillers. What do you think about that?
Think about it.
You know what?
Think about it.
Okay, no. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
If you don't like your penis for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
tough. Because if you mess with that thing and it no longer works properly, you're going to be a very sad human being.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not just talking about being able to do bodily functions. Sex, obviously, will be horribly affected. Imagine if they cut the wrong thing or there's a nerve that goes around. I would be so, what, for an extra little bit of length?
Ugh.
What are you? Stupid? No, you can't do that. I think it's very, very dangerous. Why fiddle with something and mess with something that is just what it is? So if you have like a major problem and you think, oh, I've got the smallest penis in the world and it's never going to work, don't go for surgery.
Just buy toys. You'll be fine.
Just buy toys.
You'll be fine.
You will satisfy her in other ways. You know, learn some skills. What do they say? It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean. Whatever. Yeah. You know, even George agrees with me. He says, yeah, there are places needles should not go.
Yes.
Like, I don't ever. Oof. Yeah. I don't. There's no way. I would never do that.
Mm-mm. No.
Peni, says Dr. Robin, using the correct Latin for more than one,
okay.
for plural. She says, peni are not really very attractive. Not sure plastic surgery can salvage them.
And imagine somebody else having to look at that for like hours, because surgeries take hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that's your whole job. Every day you go into that work, you sit down at your desk, you're like, how many operations do I have to? I've got to do 8 penises between now and lunchtime. Imagine you're just penis everywhere.
Oh,
what a life.
Oh,
who would want that life? Imagine
so
you're sad. Imagine you're an anus doctor.
Oh.
That's one worse, right?
Oh no.
You know what they call them? It's a real area of specialization.
Okay.
So you get doctors who are cardiologists,
yes.
and cardiac specialists.
That's the heart.
Right. You get ophthalmologists and optometrists with the eye.
Yes.
You get people who are audiologists.
For the ear, yes.
And audio specialists of some kind. And the ass is an actual division all of its own called a proctologist. I put in a couple of extra T's. Proctologist. So a proctologist is someone who works on assholes the whole day.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
You imagine you go to university. Oh. You study medicine for years.
Already.
Then you specialize for years. You've got
That's big what bills you chose.
To, and you choose what kind of, what part of the body, what shall I choose? Asshole.
Oh.
I'm going to be a proctologist.
Oh, no.
Very odd.
Some
very,
people
very odd.
Are better humans than I am.
Apparently, they've changed the names. This is just an update I'm getting now. They don't call it proctology anymore.
Oh.
So what do they change it now? They call themselves colorectal surgeons.
Oh, my word.
Isn't that worse?
Oh.
That's worse.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Gareth. I do a podcast and got my own business. Oh, yeah, nice.
Well, what do you do?
What do you do? Well, I'm Sven. I'm Nospektengesche. What do you do, Nospektengesche? I'm a colorectal surgeon.
Excuse me, come again?
Colorectal surgeon. That's nice for you.
Mm.
Now, would you marry a colorectal surgeon if they had lots of money, Sibiwe? Would you?
Hey, are they good looking, I guess?
If they're good looking and they're rich.
Probably, because I'm not the one sticking anything up anybody else. So I'm not doing that. You just bring home the bacon, let me spend it.
What if the reason that he became a colorectal surgeon is because that's what he's really interested in?
Leave me alone.
So suddenly you don't want to marry him.
There's certain parts of my body that don't need to be touched. Please.
Imagine what you would do if that asshole was shut. It's the king of the body, really. Yeah, okay. It's like plumbing, right? Not a glamorous job.
Yeah.
But man, when you need a plumber,
that's
all you want. Is
and
like,
you want
please,
a good plumber. And you want someone who's going to come in.
Fix that bathroom. Same with your body. If you have an asshole problem, you want that colorectal surgeon.
You just like, sir.
Please, please.
Do your job.
How much do you want?
Take it now.
Take my money. Scam me with a card machine.
It's okay.
Yes. Yeah. And surgeons are petty about this. They want other people to use the new term. I think just in terms of how it sounds, it's worse.
It's so much worse.
Proctologist, you could still, if people don't know.
You can finesse it.
They'll say, okay, some kind of surgeon.
Mm.
They don't, maybe they look it up, maybe they don't. You can get away with it. You say colorectal. The rectal's the bad part. Everyone knows what a rectum is. So now you're stuck.
Mm,
so in the first hour of the show, we had Upper Deckers. Now we've got colorectal surgeons.
Upper Deckers.
This show's disgusting.
Sure.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so here's an interesting thing. Apparently today was lavatory day.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no, just on the show.
Oh. Okay. I thought that was an actual thing. I was like, oh no, please save me.
There's a funny joke about a gynecologist who starts a new job as a mechanic and changes the spark plugs through the exhaust.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
That's disgusting. All right. Okay, one other thing I wanted to tell you about quickly, because there are a couple of stories in the news that we haven't got to yet. Apparently, a 27-year-old woman, I think we have a picture of her. She is, I'll give you her name in a minute. She's been crowned the new Maori queen in New Zealand. Remember, we found out that one of the reasons that New Zealand was so upset about the haka being interrupted at the rugby last Saturday was because they had a moment of silence for the Maori king, who nobody knew. I mean, it's the Maori king and nobody knows. But here's possibly the reason why nobody knows. The new queen's name is Ngawaihono Ite Popaki.
Let's just run that again. Her name?
Ngawaihono Ite Popaki.
Yo.
That's her name.
Okay.
She's the new Maori queen in New Zealand.
Okay.
Marks a significant shift from the traditional male succession. She succeeded her father, who's King Tuhetihia. That's her. That's the new queen.
Okay.
Following an elaborate ceremony and emotional rites. Okay, emotional rites. This unexpected choice is seen as a symbol of change and renewal for the indigenous community as they face modern challenges such as AI, genetic modification. She's not using AI.
No, not at all.
Okay. She's got grass on her head and she's got like a seaweed cloak or something. And there's some fur. There's no fucking AI going on there.
No,
so don't worry about that.
This is her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Queen Ngawaihono Ite Popaki is the 8th Maori monarch and the 2nd queen succeeding her grandmother. She's known for her studies in Maori language and customary law. Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Okay.
At least she knows Maori language and customary law. She was going to be the queen.
Very important.
Right. I mean, if you studied it, I'd say, what a waste of time. Because you're not going to be the Maori queen. But for her, good. Okay. She's also been teaching performing arts to children. So she can carry on, because mostly being a royal these days is pretending.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Let us bring in our guest for this morning. I'm very excited to meet Brendan Peele. He is a multi-award winning performer and an internationally recognized rising star in the art of magic and illusion. His performances have been witnessed by millions of people all over the world. He's been on Britain's Got Talent. He wowed the judges and even ended up making Britain's Got Talent history as one of the craziest acts ever seen on the show. He's also known for starring in Travel Channel's brand new TV show, Magic Caught on Camera, where he featured alongside some of the top musicians, magicians in the world. Brendan, nice to see you.
Hello, yes.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's a great
pleasure,
to be here.
Man. Yeah. No, poof, you were just suddenly there.
Yeah, no, it's magic. You know, I've been working on it.
So how did you get into this?
I started off quite young. I'm originally from PE, or now known Gobeka.
So you had to have something.
Yeah.
PE.
Yeah.
You're never going to get gold.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, so,
okay. Yeah, yeah. And magic doesn't always help, but there we go.
It does.
No, it actually does. Yeah. But, I guess it's just a little passion of mine that sort
not
of
a
grew.
Little passion, dude. You're doing phenomenally. I mean, Britain's Got Talent. Millions of people all over the world would have seen you.
Yeah. Okay, so now obviously it's a huge passion, but it started as like just something just to do for fun, some card tricks and things like that. And then, next thing you know, it's one thing led to another. I did the Grahamstown National Arts Festival. I actually met you there the one year. I did many shows.
By the way,
there are
a couple of people in the comments who listen to the show every morning who say that they know you.
Yeah.
And they've known you for a long time and that you're an amazing guy. So I want to just find out from you quickly, because I think for most people, the kind of burning question is, because there could be someone whose kid or they themselves are sitting at home going, I'd really love to be able to do that stuff. And they've seen people like you do it professionally and you do it so well. It's so easy for you. But they wonder how hard it is to get to that level.
Yeah. So I think, not just in magic, but I think in anything, if you really apply yourself, I know it might sound a bit cliche, but if you do apply yourself, I think you can really achieve anything. So I would say that obviously it's a lot of sort of hard work, but there is also elements of sort of luck that are involved.
Like not sawing the woman in half.
So actually,
that's quite lucky. You don't want to go to jail for sawing the fucking woman in half.
Not again. Yeah, no. No, my last assistant, I left her in pieces.
And she goes, and then she gets into the box, and then suddenly, like, there's blood and
it does happen.
Terrible. You know? I've been to one of those shows before.
But so actually, I was on, obviously, how I did a performance with Lee Lau, who's an escape artist. That's how we went on. We were both on Britain's Got Talent. Yeah. It's a thing with a crossbow, and I'm solving Rubik's Cubes, and he's escaping from a chair with the crossbow aimed at him. And so, sort of, in my sort of world here, the little bit of luck that actually occurred. Well, in the time it was bad luck, but actually a couple of years ago, about 5 years ago, it did go wrong. All right. And he did actually get shot in the head with a crossbow.
Jesus.
It was
Christ.
Big news at the time. We just laugh about it now, but
he's not brain damaged.
But funny enough,
you mean he's not brain damaged?
Well, he was before he got shot in the head, probably as well. But
he did survive.
I
mean, the stakes are high, Brendan.
It was pretty crazy, actually, now that I think about it. But ultimately, the news sort of went around, and just so happens one of the producers of Britain's Got Talent saw it and thought,
this is a killer show.
Yeah, quite literally, yeah. Yeah, so, they thought,
so do you two,
let's try it.
Obviously, in that situation, you worked as a, duo. But you do a lot of stuff entirely on your own.
Yes, so we work together and we both also then have our own thing. I actually do a lot of headlining on cruise ships these days.
That's very good.
It's actually really fun. I'm actually leaving today.
Where are you off to?
Scotland.
I
join in Edinburgh and then, I'm actually gone for a little while now, going to Japan, Australia. I've never been that side. Well, I've been to Australia, but not Japan or Taiwan and stuff.
But hang on. Let's just go back a little bit. So when you start as a kid and you...
Yeah.
Because obviously you said it began young and it was like a way to make other people entertained and make them laugh, but it's also a skill.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
How does it start? Do you start with card tricks?
Well, I think everyone's journey is slightly different, but I think a lot of magicians start with cards.
I've met some people and you go to dinner or whatever, and they're like, I can do a card trick. And you're like, oh, please.
I know the card you're holding up.
And it's, they never can. You can do it properly. These fucking people, they do the most boring trick. Is this your card? No. Is this your card?
Yeah.
No. Is this your, like, by the time you get to the end of the pack, you're like, yo, that's my card.
Yeah.
No, like, no. That wasn't a trick, you moron. Don't these people ruin it for you?
No. You know, I like to see people at least try. It's always fascinating when, you know, sometimes I get people saying, oh, can I show you a trick? And I always say, yes, let's go for it. But then, you know, sometimes it's, I guess, more basic tricks because, you know, they're not probably as passionate about
magic. Yeah, but it's like when magic. Some fat guy at a braai says to a comedian, oh, let me tell you a joke.
Yeah.
And it's always a shit joke.
Oh, no, no,
that's
no.
Where we need your friend with a crossbow.
Yes.
To, like, take them out.
Yeah, I know. That's a different type of braai, I think. But, definitely, you know, I like to see people try and sort of... I'm big on promoting the art of magic. So if anyone wants to try or if they want to learn some magic, you know, I always say, come on through, check me out on Facebook,
so did you study under a wizard? How does it work?
So I had a few actually mentors sort of growing up, but I mainly taught myself. But I did have a little bit of help because obviously in PE, there's not much in the way of magicians.
Anything.
Yeah. I see you're a fan.
You survived.
Do you still have family there?
Yeah, yes, I do. Yeah.
Your magic trick should be to move them out of it. That should be your next magic trick.
Yeah, like, I do.
Mom, Dad, kazam, kablam, kazoom. Look at that. You're in a house in a better place of the world, anywhere in the world.
Maybe Kimberly, maybe.
Anywhere.
I was just kidding.
No, so on these ships, obviously you're entertaining large and small crowds of people.
Yeah.
People love magic.
Mm.
They love it because it's that. Simpiwe and I are both kind of skeptical about this, but it's the idea that you can be tricked.
Yeah.
It's quite alluring to some people. It frustrates some people, but it's also the fact that there's so much skill involved.
Yeah.
It's like you're actually distracting us from what's going on over here with something that's going on over there.
That is probably one of the main skills is to basically, it's called misdirection, which is basically trying to make you look somewhere else when something's happening. You know,
I mean,
elsewhere.
For example, I started a fire in the corner of the studio just now just to keep everybody distracted. It hasn't distracted any of you, so I can't do any magic. That's how shit I am at magic.
No. I'll teach you a few tricks, man, and just get a crossbow.
What are the always popular and people's favorite things?
You know, it's hard to say because sometimes I have my own favorites. Sometimes, you know, I guess there's crowd favorites.
Yeah, what's the biggest crowd pleaser?
I would say at the end of my show, I do a lottery prediction sort of thing. It involves a whole bunch of people.
Sims on.
Yes.
On. I need to talk to you. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. No. Look, I always say to the people though, you know, we're just simulating this here, and I say, play the numbers, the predicted numbers there. And, you know, if you ever hit the lotto, please remember I want a Lamborghini. Not that I know of. No one's ever contacted me and given me a Lamborghini yet, but hopefully one day. So.
Wow.
But yeah,
is there a difference between a magician and these guys who call themselves
mentalists or illusionists?
Yes, thank you. Yes. Mentalists. What's the difference between those?
So I do get asked that actually quite a bit, but basically all mentalists are magicians, but not all magicians are mentalists, if that makes sense.
Okay, so it's, in other words, a circle within a circle.
Yeah, mentalism is a branch of magic. And what mentalism is basically magic of the mind. So sort of creating the illusion of getting inside of your head a little bit. So it's all like these sort of mind game things is mentalism. But it's still a genre of magic, you know.
I've met a couple of mentalists. They're all... like really smart people, and they can do these incredible shows, and it's very entertaining. But I get annoyed because I don't really know the difference between a mentalist and like one of those old gypsies in a caravan who takes out cards and predicts your future.
Yeah,
because they're both using the same strategy.
They're
picking up on subconscious stuff that you're doing, and they're putting suggestions there.
That's literally it. I mean, without giving too much away, okay?
Are you sworn to secrecy?
Only to myself and only to the art.
Very culty.
But, without giving too much away.
But without giving too much away, you know. So people like these mediums that speak to the other side and stuff like that, and these gypsies that you were just talking about there, a lot of them are using very similar techniques to what a mentalist would do. Mm. And so some people do sort of use these sort of magic trick techniques and skills to basically dupe people into believing what they're doing is real. I believe that's wrong. I know Lila, my cohort, my partner there, he also thinks it's wrong. And a lot of guys that I know, magicians, think that's wrong. But some people do it. And, you know, John Edwards is a fraud, you know.
Yeah.
He can't really speak.
He's the one who says he could talk to dead people.
Yes.
He points to someone in the crowd and he's like, I'm sensing someone's granny. It's you. Your grandmother wants to send you a message about how she says everything's going to be okay.
Well, that is so generic.
Yeah. But people love it, Sims.
Yeah.
I mean, I was telling you I almost got scammed out of 7,000 Rand this morning by someone. That wasn't magic. So if they had the powers of magic, if they had your powers, I probably would have lost the 7,000
Speaking of
Rand.
Which, I need 7 grand if you can help.
Here's my phone. Take my credit card details.
I snap my fingers.
Just want to stop quickly. Conga Chris says, Brendan is being his usual humble self. He's a world-class magician. Ask him about Penn and Teller.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We didn't even... Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Penn and Teller are two world-class magicians.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody in the world knows them.
Yeah. Yes. And they did the... They have this TV show called Penn and Teller Fool Us.
Yes.
Which is about... for the people watching that don't maybe know, it's basically magicians get invited from around the world for the TV show and put on a trick that they sort of invented and try to fool these two guys who have, like, you know, they have 150 years worth of magic knowledge between them.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible what they know. And yeah, myself and Lila, we went on the TV show.
Nice.
We were invited, the only act from the continent that's ever been invited. And we went and we fooled them as well. So we won the trophies and we're going back to Vegas again next year. So yeah, totally forgot about that actually. So
I'm so glad Chris told us about that because otherwise you would have sat here and not boasted about something.
It's worthy right, of, Mr. Humble.
That's like winning a gold at the Olympics.
And if I won a gold, I'd wear it every day. And be like, do you see me?
In the world of magic.
Put some respect.
Yeah, in the world of magic, that's a gold medal.
It is like our Oscar. We sort of say that. Now. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Should have led with that.
Like, yeah, no. Gareth was just saying so much about what I've done. I assumed you just mentioned that. But but that was a really cool experience. And to be there live in Vegas recording and, you know, with the TV set up and stuff, it's live audiences.
It's crazy.
It gets very, it's actually very intimidating to be on stage and, like, you have this short 5-minute act and if it, like, messes up, you know.
Well, was that how much pressure there was on the Britain's Got Talent?
Oh, yeah, stuff? Yeah. And funny story, and I don't think I've actually ever told anyone, at least on social media or any public platform about this, but at the time, I actually, this tooth over here is fake. Okay, just for context.
See, magic.
But back
made
then,
a tooth,
that was actually a high-speed boat accident that I was
really?
In. But anyway,
we'll get to that just now. Okay, so your tooth is fake.
Yeah, but at the time, I only had a plate in there. Uh-huh. And now I'm solving Rubik's Cubes as fast as I can on stage with high pressure because Simon Cowell, and by the way, they look further than they are on TV. He's about, you know, less than 5 meters away. You know, he's like right there.
Really?
And that's Simon Cowell over there. And I'm solving these Rubik's Cubes as fast as I can. And my whole plate, while I'm solving it, I don't know, it, like, part of it broke or something. And my whole, like, plate and front tooth, like, fell out in my mouth.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to solve this, but I'm also trying to, like, use my tongue to, like, stick my tooth back in.
Oh, talk about pressure.
Yeah, I know. So,
did they see?
I don't think – I kept my mouth closed for most of it. And then only before we started chatting to the judges afterwards – I just quickly, like, you know, shoved it back in. But yeah, I was like, oh, please, can it stick back in? Otherwise, you know, it's a whole different trick if at the end of it, I just don't have a front tooth. Because it's very noticeable, you know, if you don't have a front tooth. It's very
How
noticeable.
Long ago was this?
I lost my tooth, like 2010, I think it was during the World Cup.
A high-speed boating accident?
Well, you know, I was on the back of a boat on, like, my friend's boat in St. Francis Bay. And
nice. We were talking about St. Francis.
Oh, beautiful place. Bay. Yeah, and okay. We were doing donuts.
You were drunk?
Give or take.
And when did you go on Britain's Got Talent?
That was actually, so that's a funny story because it was 2020.
Huh.
And when we were meant to go back for the next sort of rounds, like semifinals and stuff, that's when South Africa went into like a full lockdown. As we all know, I mean,
yeah.
How many, you guys probably have covered so much coronavirus stuff.
Sure.
I mean, you all know about it. So, you know, with, yeah. So basically we weren't allowed to go back for the sort of subsequent rounds and stuff, but we had our initial auditions recorded in January. We were supposed to go back in May, but May was then, you know, but then since then, because they really liked our initial act, we were invited to Got Talent All Stars, which happened, I think it aired last year, actually, 2023.
Nice.
And there we made it to the semifinals. We just, yeah, unfortunately didn't
amazing,
make it to the finals.
But, like,
yeah,
that it was deserves cool. serious applause.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm very, I mean, we're lucky to have you here this morning. Yeah. Huge no,
it's,
superstar.
It's great to be here.
Phenomenal. Has it ever got you special privileges, either to the front of a queue, someone recognizes yeah. you, a girl wants to go home and sleep with you because you did this?
Yeah, you know, I, off the top of my head, you know, I will admit that sometimes I don't get recognized like every day or something, but there are times where people do recognize me.
Sure.
I was recognized actually yesterday. The manager of a Vodacom just was like, can I get a photo?
Because I'm usually, a magician. Yeah, can I have
and
a
I was
phone.
Like, cool. But sometimes at bars and stuff, people want to buy, you know, buy me a drink. And
that's cool.
I say, yeah, I'll have Remy Martin. Yeah. Just kidding around. I'm cool with Brandy and Coke.
Can you do tricks naked? I mean, drunk.
That's a different type of magic, yeah.
Sipiwe, he's going to make you naked, is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Can you do magic if you're drunk?
Yeah, so I mean, I went to Rhodes University. So you know,
so
and that's where I built my
learned to do everything, right?
Yeah,
you know, and National Arts Festival, also that side in Grahamstown. I mean, you know how Fest is. I've seen you there wandering around
went,
by the
I
rat and parrot.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Listen, there's some very talented people at these shows, but like the magic stuff, it's entertainment. You can't take it too seriously. You do because it's a serious thing,
yeah.
But like the rest of us. If you're going to be skeptical, like Simpiwe and I are, just go and enjoy the show or don't go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. The last thing you want is someone sitting there, oh, that's not, you didn't really make that card disappear.
I saw it fall on the floor.
Yeah. No, look, there are sometimes, unfortunately, people that do sort of heckle, but luckily not, I would say 99.99% of people just want to sort of just want to just enjoy it and go with
it. They're having fun.
But you do get that 0.01%. That one guy who, one person, not necessarily a guy, who sometimes wants to like chat back or shout out something. But it's also the same with comedians, you know.
Yeah,
like
they have to put up with that.
You know, there's always some people that think they, oh, yeah. Like,
what's
oh,
the most difficult trick you've had to pull?
Sure. I mean, it's, you know, some of the card stuff is pretty technical. Even some of the Rubik's Cube stuff, you know, there's a genuine algorithms that you have to learn and memorize. It's not really a trick per se. It's actually just like memorizing these certain algorithms to do it very quickly. Yeah. So I would say that's tricky. But I would say the biggest sort of thing that is difficult, it's not necessarily always the trick itself, but it's sort of audience management and dealing with people like on a stage to be able to get them to sort of to help you in the show and make the show good, it does take like people skills, I guess. And
they need to play along, right?
Yeah, in a way.
They have to want to be a part of it.
Yeah, you have to sort of suspend your disbelief or, you know.
Do you have secretly in that bag, have you hidden Li Lao or whatever his name is? Is he actually going to pop out of that bag next to you? No?
He's actually on his way to Kimberley right now. It would have been awesome for him to be here.
Just pick up the bag in case. Just shake it out in case he's in the bag.
Yeah. No. All right. Just his head. Yeah, he's actually going to perform for the Stormers rugby team tomorrow. Or today, sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we do some cool gigs like that as well where we're running around and... yeah, man, it's actually been an incredible life.
On these ships, are the people on them mostly old people?
It depends on the so I work with different cruise lines. So one of them is Princess Cruises, which they are a bit older. But then I do also Norwegian Cruise Line, which is a huge company.
That's great.
There it's usually younger. So you do also have to vary your act, you know, because it is different. And also Sometimes it will be 90% American, and sometimes it will be like 90% British. And they're different audiences as well. American and British are, you have to play it differently. They have different styles of humor and stuff. Yeah.
Tell me the truth. Simon Cowell, he's had a lot of plastic surgery.
I don't know him that well. I saw some pictures.
Am I right? I saw some pictures of him. Like, Simpiwe, you back me up on this. You don't have to say anything horrible. But let me just let me know if he's had...
just not once.
Yeah. Not once if he's had too much plastic surgery.
To be fair, the last time I saw him, which was a couple years ago, he didn't look like obviously surgeried up, you know.
But he couldn't open his mouth at all.
Well, neither could I because my tooth fell out. But yeah.
Wow, dude. Okay, so this is very interesting. Let's just summarize here. You grew up in PE.
Yes. Yeah.
But you broke out of there with magic.
Amen.
Which is fantastic. You did tutelage under a wizard. And you learned all these brilliant tricks. It was so good and so impressive that it got you onto major international TV shows, got you onto Penn and Teller, and you fooled them.
Yeah.
And won, which is pretty fantastic, if you ask me. You got the old ladies and old men on the ships.
Come on,
are finding it very entertaining. Because basically, most of them are like you. They think the cell phone ringing is a trick.
Yeah, so exactly.
When they're slightly younger crowd, it's more work.
Yeah,
Simon Cowell has had too much plastic surgery.
Sure.
No comment on the last one, but yeah, the rest is all correct. Yeah, no.
When you do a show like that, do you get any? Do you get to meet the other contestants?
Oh yeah,
are you literally in and out?
Look, sometimes it is a bit in and out, but also you know we do get to meet a lot of the other people, and I've met some amazing performers, along the way. Some of the guys who have like got golden buzzers, and I'm actually still quite close friends with a lot of them. You know, nice. I don't know if you'd know some of them, but
yeah.
Because they're like big in the
in the UK or whatever.
Yeah, in the UK. Yeah. Carl Tomlinson is one. His video I think has 400 million views.
Really?
It's like one of the top five most watched auditions tapes.
Are magicians also like vying for social media views?
Oh yes. So it's sort of like anything where the more views you can get, the more you can grow your social media brand, if you will. It does sort of help when you're trying to promote your shows. So hypothetically, if you have like 10 million followers on, Facebook, you could say to the 10 million people, I'm having a show next week, and you will get a decent portion of those people potentially coming to the show.
Well, I'm going to show you some magic. Watch. I'm going to make this cup of yours just rise up. Watch this.
Oh, wow.
God damn it.
My arm is also disappearing.
Wow. We tried. That's the best magic I'm going to be able to do. I'm sorry.
I love it.
Get out of here, James.
I didn't know you could do that, Gareth.
No camera tricks.
I thought you were going to sneak behind and like make the cup float around. Anyway, it's all over. Yeah, all right. No, listen, I think this is bloody fantastic. Yes. How can we see your social media stuff and send more likes and views your way so you can get all this attention?
My real and my stage name is Brendan Peel. Yeah.
B-R-E-N-D-O-N-P-E-E-L.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's someone here called Carol who says that you actually learned or you did. She says you studied, you practiced your magic once in her restaurant.
Oh,
is that Carol Faree?
Carol Jean, that's what she calls it.
Oh, Carol Jean Free. Yeah, shout out to her.
I'm proud to say Brendan practiced some of his amazing magic in our restaurant when he first started up.
That's where I actually started. It was a spur. MP. So that's actually was the first place I used to go around with a little cup and, try and do some tricks and people would like give tips. I mean, that's like 2007.
What, like the homeless oak on William Nichols?
Yeah, pretty much. Except I wasn't probably making as much as him.
I don't know. Hey. All right. Well, you going to do any tricks for us?
Yeah, we could try something.
Of course.
We can speak about all
this
stuff.
Right, Sims and I like this. Let's go. Okay, what kind of trick do you want to do?
Let's actually try something with a little bit of the mentalism side.
All right.
So actually I have an envelope. Oh yeah.
Okay. Does it have money?
No. But basically, I'm just going to try a few things to test out. Now, inside of here, I keep a book It's actually Grimm's fairy tale book.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you know Grimm's brothers,
of course,
you know, they wrote all these fairy tales. Yeah, all these famous fairy tales. And just, you could just check this out and just make sure that, like, you know, it is a legitimate book. There's not like the same word on every page or whatever the case is, right?
It's legit, y'all.
Yeah.
It's legit.
Fantastic. Okay. Fantastic. All right. And you can trust me. I'm a magician. All right. So what's going to happen is I'm just going to go like this. This is just to warm up a little bit. All right. Okay. I'm just going to go like this. And wherever you like, you're just going to say stop. And you're just going to look at that first word and remember it. Right.
Okay. Cool.
Wherever you say stop. Okay. Okay. Just whenever you like. Stop. Right there. You sure. Take a look at the first word. Right.
Got you.
Remember it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And don't mess me around by changing it or anything like that. It's just whatever that word is right now. Yeah. And I'm thinking right now, genuinely just think of it in your mind. It's the word dirty. Is that correct?
Wait, what?
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Hold on.
Pure.
Now, I'll tell you what.
Bad girl.
I'll tell you what. Let's try this one more time. This time, we're going to use more than just one word on the page.
It was again, dirty, huh?
It was.
Oh, my God. You are filthy.
So, it said dirty man afterwards.
Dirty man. All right. So, again, I'm just going to riffle down. Just say stop wherever you like, basically. Stop. Right there. Go ahead. This time, you're going to actually take the book. All
okay,
right.
Cool.
Now, we used this page earlier, so let's use this other page. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Now, I want you to actually even show Gareth as well. Take a look at the page number. In fact, you can say what it is.
Okay. It's 141.
141. Okay. Yeah. And look at the first line and just remember a word from that line that's maybe a longer word. So not a short word, just like first couple words. Okay. Is there like an interesting, like a longer word somewhere there in that first?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
On that page 141.
One.
Okay, you can close the book. All right. Now, you remember that word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fantastic. And, you know, you have that word now burnt in your mind, yes? Mm-hmm. And did you see the word as well?
Yes.
You both sort of pointed.
I think so, yeah. We might have chosen different words.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe. Is there a B somewhere in that word?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah? There's? Okay.
Yes, there is.
Okay. I tell you what, though. It's quite interesting. You said the page number was...
141.
141. That's actually impossible because actually inside this book over here, literally now, it's actually impossible. Because if we go through and find page 141, and you can just verify there, we're going to try and find page 141 over here. You see 100, 102, 103, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just flicking through over here. You see over here?
Sir, no.
How?
No, no.
There's no page 141 because there's a torn out page right over there. Okay, so it's impossible that it was page 141. Now, what's really interesting is you can tell us on that page, what was that word?
Broomstick.
Yes.
Broomstick?
Yes, which Simpira used to get to work.
Broomstick.
Today. She's
now, what's interesting is, Simpira, if you'd be so kind as to pick up this, because I brought my book in this envelope. Take a look in there right now. There's something in that envelope. Take it out. What is that? This is a page, right? And take a look. There's one word highlighted on that page. What is it?
Broomstick.
That is indeed broomstick. And of course, you can see over here that genuinely that is our page. That is page 141.
And it's exactly the page because you can see the terrace.
From the book. And there we go. Magic.
See, Simpiwe.
That's your word.
Satan.
Ah.
I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, I do destroy my books all the time, like, unfortunately. Yeah.
When we went through the book earlier, there was no torn page.
There's nothing.
Yeah. See, this magic. Is magic.
Yeah.
No,
dude, that's I have to fix
amazing.
My book now.
Okay, I like it.
Thanks,
okay. I like this. This being tricked is fun.
Yeah. I mean, I could show you something else if you want.
I put a crossbow bolt in my head.
Oh, yeah. No. I left my crossbow at home today.
I like this.
But But so that's the sort of thing that I like doing. And yeah, it's actually something new I'm working on. So I haven't actually ever done that before.
With that. Sure.
I think that's just
sure,
the taste
that's
of
amazing.
What you, are you doing any shows that we can come to here in Joburg?
Not in the immediate future now.
Because you're off to Scotland.
Yeah, off and things like that. But in December again, we'll be doing touring across South Africa and, of
awesome.
Course, Joburg. Yeah, so we'll just organize the venue and things.
Well, that's very cool. So we go check you out on social media in the meantime.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you coming in this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks
I
so much.
I love that
me.
You fooled Simpiwe and I, and we didn't know how you did
it. Yeah. Like,
it's incredible. This is very, very cool entertainment.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks.
And I wish you well, man. You've already done everything. Like I'm so blown away by the fact you were on Penn and Teller. I mean, that's major.
Yeah, no, it's been such a blessing of a journey, and you know, I've loved every minute of it, and it really is an awesome sort of
Do magicians have trade unions? Do you have a pension fund?
Oh, God.
And do you retire?
You better fight for it.
Do magicians retire, or do they just like carry on doing magic forever?
Look, because it is a passion, you know, I will always be performing magic. You know, it just maybe hopefully one day I won't like solely just rely on only having to do it for funds, you know. But even if, you know, I won, let's just say I did legitimately win the lotto and get 100 million rand or something, I would still continue performing magic because that's what I absolutely just love doing. It's a passion. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. All right. So Simpiwe and I are going to bug you for lotto numbers after this.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise you are free to go, man. Thank you so much. And listen, everybody, have an awesome weekend. Enjoy the rugby, which Ben told us about, and do nothing that'll get you a crossbow bolt in the head. That's probably a good place to start. All right. Thank you, Brendan. Sure. Thank you, Simpiwe. Most especially, thank you to you. We will see you on Monday at 6 a.m. Bright and early. Ciao.